urban legends in the law. One of them is that upon being arrested, the arresting officer has to read the arrestee Miranda rights. If not, then that somehow invalidates the arrest. Okay, of course, that's not true. The Miranda rights are only read to a subject in custody if the police want to use his statements later on in the prosecution. If they actually want a statement from someone they suspect, they won't arrest him. They'll ask him before they arrest him, do you want to tell us your side of the story? And then if he volunteers statements, they can use them. It's clearly improper, but the sheriff's office here in Pima County tried it with a client who luckily had already talked to me, and he asked him, well, should I talk to my lawyer? And they said, well, we can't advise you on that, but they walked away from him so that he could speed dial me, and I said, keep your mouth shut and tell him you're standing on your Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. So, okay, Miranda rights out the window. If somebody does read you Miranda rights, please shut up. Don't say another word. Just say, I want my lawyer. Second urban legend, they got to give you a phone call when they get you to the jail. Okay, what did I just tell you about my client saying, I want to talk to my attorney, and getting on his cell phone to talk to me, and they actually left him alone? Okay, subsequently, they arrested him, which I could not believe, because that was a very bad procedural move. But no, you're not entitled to a phone call necessarily. Yeah, you do have phone privileges. Here's what your rights are upon or being arrested. You have to be taken before a magistrate within 24 hours following your arrest. Now, usually until you're ordered detained, you're not going to change out of your, you know, civilian street clothes. One defendant got put into her reds, and that I can't believe, because, you know, she was out of there, you know, at 9 o'clock the following morning after a very unpleasant night. Now, let's talk a little bit about being charged, because a lot of people have the misconception that you have to be charged when you're arrested. Well, actually, I've got a case right here, State versus Maldonado. It's an Arizona Court of Appeals criminal case. The holding is that the absence of a timely filed information does not defeat subject matter jurisdiction when the record establishes that the defendant was adequately informed of the charges against him at the time of the preliminary hearing. Okay, as you know, the preliminary hearing is the latest time that you can be charged before they either have to arraign you and they have to establish probable cause. The only reason the state will go to a preliminary hearing, what we call a PH, which is set at the time of your initial appearance before the magistrate, the only time they'll wait to go to that is if they have a questionable case or a questionable witness. Otherwise, they'll take your case to the grand jury, which is a rubber stamp. And they'll return a true bill, and you'll, you know, get a date set for your arraignment. If the prosecutor and the police want to, they can rearrest you and take you into custody again until you have your arraignment. Dirty trick, but it does work. The interesting thing about State versus Maldonado, it talks about subject matter jurisdiction. Subject matter jurisdiction is one of those things that not that many people talk about because nobody understands what it really means. Let's say that you're arrested on a pretext charge for picking your toes in Poughkeepsie. That was the charge in the French Connection with Gene Hackman. If the charge is legally impossible or invalid, it may be that the court never had subject matter jurisdiction over you, and whatever else they cook up, you know, could be fruit of the poisonous tree. I haven't filed this motion yet. I don't know if I'm going to be asked to file it, but I'd like to know about it. Let me cover one last point. You have to understand that criminal defendants' first contact is with the police. What are the police concerned with? The police are concerned with arresting the people they don't like. They're not concerned with enforcing the law. They just want to get something on the people they don't like. And then they have to sell it to a prosecutor who will issue a charge that can be taken to the grand jury or to a preliminary hearing before a magistrate. Then it's the business of a prosecutor to present the matter in court or get a plea. That's all the prosecutor cares about. He cares about a conviction. He doesn't care about how he does it, because almost invariably, another agency, usually for state, the Attorney General's office, is going to handle any appeal. So everybody is just passing the buck and saying, hey, look, I did my job. I don't know who let us down. So you have to realize that you can't mess around with the police initially. The prosecutor, all that they're concerned about is getting a conviction on their record, improving their batting average. Ultimately, the guy who learns the most about the law is the appellate attorney. The only thing is, they usually don't go to court. And going to court, as you know, is where the rubber meets the road. Now, my advice is, number one, if you're talking to a cop and it's not over beers, keep your mouth shut. Number two, if you get charged, keep your mouth shut. If you go down to the jail, just keep your mouth shut. The only person to whom you can talk is counsel, which may be privately retained or appointed. Now look, a lot of people talk about, well, you know, the public defender's office never did anything for me. Well, usually because most folks are arrested and charged for a reason, they're guilty of sin. So they tend to concentrate on the cases where they can actually do some good. Nonetheless, the more you know about law, the more you can help yourself, because usually that's what it's going to come down to. If nothing else, you got to know the language. And when you go into court, we've already talked about deportment and demeanor, but remember how important it is, and pay attention to what's going on.